Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show. Mm.
Good morning. Man, thanks for listening. If you're up early, you're one of the few. I think most people started to peel away from their normal schedules.
Oh, yeah.
It's Wednesday, kids aren't in school. I think probably a lot of people are off today. But those who aren't, shout out. We're here for you. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Let me ask you a question. Would you like to avoid putting on weight over the holidays?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you a tip. Are you ready?
Yes.
Eat dessert first.
What?
Huh.
Yeah, that'd be weird, though, if you're like, hey, guys, I'm going to hold off. You say your prayer, amen, and go right to the pumpkin pie, and then go to the turkey,
Yeah.
Reversing the order of your meal increases satisfaction, so you get that satisfaction. You know, I like to have something sweet. I always like that.
Yeah.
That little sweet taste in my mouth. Yeah. But if you start with that, then you don't need it at the end.
Hmm.
You know what's even good for me? Cranberry sauce. I would eat just cranberry sauce as a dessert.
What?
Very interesting.
Yeah. That is not my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
Did anyone say it was mine?
You just said really like it.
I do. I really like turkey.
Sorry, I guess I would say I don't even ever touch the cranberry sauce.
Well,
I'm like, cranberries? No, it's too healthy. This is a day to eat things I never
Don't be a hater of me.
Sorry.
Don't lead me places, okay?
Take it back.
All right, cool. Hey, we're thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you, too.
I was talking to listeners. Oh. All right, so.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
ICU Fort Worth Police, they've been handing out Thanksgiving turkeys instead of tickets for small violations. Five teams of officers spread out around the city, and they handed out dozens of birds. If people got stopped for a violation, ranging from anything from failing to signal for not wearing a seatbelt, they'd give them a turkey instead.
Oh, that's nice.
I wonder, though, if people would drive by without a seatbelt on purpose. Like, sure could use a bird.
Like, drive by 10 times.
Yeah. Guys, I'm not wearing a seatbelt. Hello. No blinker. Anyway, that's what's up. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray. In Michigan at Wayne State University, an officer was shot while off campus on duty. He's in very critical condition. Authorities do have a suspect. In other news in sports, the college football playoff rankings were released. Number one, Alabama. Number two, Ohio State. Number three, Michigan. And number four is Clemson. And finally, on Dancing with the Stars last night, Olympic gymnast Lori Hernandez and her partner Val won it all last night. So congrats to them.
This is the Bobby Bones.
All right, so tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I'm going to go out tonight. Some friends in town. Nobody has to work tomorrow, so I'm going to go party tonight. Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! And put on the old party bag.
All right.
Yeah. Do you know they call it this Drink Wednesday?
No, but why?
Because more people drink hard tonight than for the rest of the year.
It's
like,
weird.
This is the hardest people drink. Because one, they got to be stuck with family. And two, it's like they don't have to work for like 4 days.
Yeah.
So the heaviest American drinkers consume 74 alcoholic drinks per week.
Whoa.
74?
That's over 10. I'm just doing the math there.
That's
over a professional.
10, over 10 a day. That's 18 bottles of wine a week, or 24 packs of beer a week.
That's expensive.
Whoa. That's from the Washington Post. I saw that. Yeah, it's expensive, too. Are you guys going out tonight? Anybody? Anybody doing the night before Thanksgiving?
I mean, family here, I mean, I guess.
I'll be in the mountains.
I have
no
idea. No
place to go out there.
Oh, it's just family.
Yep.
I went out last year. We're like, it's going to be crazy. There were like four people out. Nobody out.
But if you were a drinker, you would like it because the bars usually, it's cheaper drinks the night before Thanksgiving because they want people in there. And it's a good reunion time when you're going back home, see all your friends from high school. What up?
There was last year we went out, there was nobody anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, we thought it would be that. Like, people would be all over. Nah, nobody.
Show.
All right, here we go. Wednesdays, tell me something good. If you're working today, we feel you. So are we. Tomorrow, I hope you're off. And if you're not, that stinks, but it could be worse. Lots of people have lots of worse days. Would you agree with that, Ann?
Yes, for sure.
Time for good news.
Tell me something good.
I go. A woman noticed a homeless man sitting on a sidewalk drawing. She brought him over a plate of pizza as a kind gesture. When she left, she turned to see him sharing his pizza with another homeless man who had walked up. She brought back a second larger plate of food and said she appreciated his act of kindness, which then he went and shared with other people again. Now, is there a crazy end to this story? No! But it's somebody doing something nice and that person doing something nice for someone else too.
It's a domino effect.
Boom. It's only two dominoes, but you know what?
Hey, well, so two far dominoes that we know start. Of.
That's right. I agree with that. It's a little goodness for you. Amy, you're up.
There's an 11-year-old, Elijah. He found $454 in cash at school while he was, like, I don't know, doing some paper shredding project.
That's like the lottery. Yeah. Oh, yeah, my goodness.
If you're 11 and you find an envelope.
No. If you're 36 and you find
430.
True. Woo. Yeah. Put
11.
In the pocket.
Okay, fine. Any age.
Yeah.
Elijah, he did not stick it in his backpack and try to keep it. He turned it in. And anyway, it belonged to this company. I don't know. Long story short, the company ended up making a $500 donation to the school and took 3 dozen donuts to the school and, like, had a little thing for Elijah for turning it in.
Lunchbox, tell me something good.
Chris is from Georgia. He works 2 jobs. He gets up at 3 a.m. to go work at the Salvation Army, gets off there, goes to his second job, drives a real junker of a car. He's embarrassed by it, barely runs. Well, the employees were like, man, we need to do something nice for Chris. They bought him a new car.
What?
There you go. Tell me something good here. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We won't be doing one tomorrow. So I hope you find your own Tell Me Something Good in your heart somewhere.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
I think I have 7 people coming over tomorrow for Thanksgiving dinner at my house.
Probably so, 8 or 9.
The list will get bigger.
Is it growing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even like having people over, honestly, because my dog freaks out. I'd rather not have anybody over.
Right.
But I ended up being in the house where it was just like, okay, you're it. Mm. And so my dog gets anxious, and I have to go deal with him upstairs while everybody's eating for most of the time. So, yeah, it's kind of a pain in the butt, but whatever.
Do you ever worry, like, when you say things like that and you've got people coming over that they hear you say that you don't really
want
them there?
The problem with that is I just say stuff.
Okay.
Made my career. Yeah. I just say stuff, and I'll fix it and worry about it later.
Here we are. Keep saying it.
But I'm just saying that, yeah, it stinks because I got a dog, and he freaks out. Anytime there's, like, 3 people over, he gets super anxious.
Yeah.
And so while everybody gets to enjoy their Thanksgiving, I go upstairs and pet him and watch whatever's on TV. I watch Elf on TBS for 24 hours straight. I'll eat a little bit. I'll take a plate up. And then the list keeps getting bigger. People are like, okay, I want to come over, too.
Where are you on your dieting for Thanksgiving? Like, are you gonna let yourself eat? Because some years, if it's a holiday or, you know, Christmas, whatever, you may be like, oh, I can't really eat because I got TV stuff. Or
I'm okay right now.
You good?
I'll probably eat a little bit. I lost a whole bunch of weight, so I'm okay putting a little bit back on. My face got really thin there for a while.
Yeah,
but it's good.
I'm the opposite
of what? Oh, when you over and hated, you a lot of bread.
Oh my gosh. That's all we ate was, like, pastries and bread and pasta, and it was amazing.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, I'm paying for it a little.
Remember, though, eat dessert first, like we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And that means you'll lose all your weight.
Yeah.
Nothing counts. That's exactly what it means.
Because your body thinks that's the end of it, so nothing else counts afterward.
That's all you have to do. Yeah. Eat dessert first, and you're good.
I'm going to run. I'll work out before.
Oh, and, for sure.
Like, hard.
Me too.
And then, you know, I'll be good and start. I let myself get real hungry to the point of being so hungry I'm uncomfortable. And then I just eat like crazy.
To where you're uncomfortable?
Well, it's yes. It's like I'm so polar. I either do nothing or all. Mm-hmm. And so I do them both the same day. I starve myself and work out like crazy. And then I just eat until I almost vomit. Oh, the days. Oh, the holidays. Oh, yes.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Mm. Obviously, tomorrow's a big day for food, but the drama around the office for the last couple days here has been our producer Morgan. Has she had some food in the fridge? Someone stole it?
Yes. I had some breakfast.
Yes.
Well, it's annoying. I had some breakfast sandwiches in the fridge in the office.
Describe these breakfast sandwiches because I want to see if maybe I didn't steal them because I don't leave the studio really.
They're sausage, egg and cheese croissant sandwiches.
Mm, they sound delicious.
That you microwave?
Yes, you throw in the microwave. Well, I had the whole box in the fridge. I come back one day, one is missing. I'm like, okay, maybe somebody just whatever needed one, whatever. I come back the next day, another one's gone. So that's like a fourth of the box someone has consumed. And that's rude.
So they stole 2 of your breakfast sandwiches.
Yes.
So here's what they did. The first one, it's like when someone steals your credit card, they make one purchase for 30 cents to see if you'll notice.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then they use it again. So they didn't notice after the first one that you didn't pull your whole box out. So they had another one. Secondly, if you have food in the company refrigerator, expect it to get stolen. It's like loaning money to a friend. Like, do you want to get it back? Sure. Do you want people not to eat your food? Sure. But you shouldn't expect for it to stay in there. Because it's just there unaccompanied for hours and hours in a public place.
So should I bring it back and forth every
day? Yes, you should. Ray, what do you do?
I just don't put stuff in the company fridge anymore.
What do you do?
Put it in ours, our little miniature one.
Why don't you do that?
The box is really big and doesn't fit in our mini fridge.
Well, take them out of the box.
You can take them out of the box.
Yeah. Well, honestly,
it's amazing.
I thought I should be able to use
what'd
our...
What'd you say? Wow.
I did end up moving them, okay? But the thing is, if it's not yours, don't
I get
take
it. But
it.
You can't assign your moral code and think that's going to work with everybody in this building.
We're in like a company. Where
like, how bad is it?
Standards.
People steal. People steal. This is Earth.
Oh, well, if you're doing it, if you're listening right now, I'm upset with you.
I got news for you. It's Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Ain't nobody listening. Bad news. This is a
Bobby Bones show. Hey.
We've talked before, like, sometimes we'll talk, and then all of a sudden Facebook has an ad for something we were talking about. Didn't even search for it in the search engine.
Oh, yeah.
One day I was talking about Dippin' Dots. I didn't look up Dippin' Dots. What's on Facebook? The local Dippin' Dots place.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so weird. So that's all. We talked about it. Got a good laugh about how the government's monitoring every move we want. Ha ha ha. Show's over, right? Then Mike D comes to me. We never thought about this. Mike D, tell everybody what you found out about the government.
Yeah, they're looking into our text messages too.
What happened?
You text me about you couldn't find your headphones. So I text you back, and then when I went to Instagram, there was an ad for some new headphones.
Oh!
Yes! Whoa. They are!
Like, right away.
It's not even, like, now companies are monitoring our texts.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
That's scary. See, man,
here's the thing,
scary.
Though. The craziest thing is that, as weird as it is, I end up buying the stuff that they tricked me into buying anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? I would like another pair of headphones. Click, buy.
I think it's also they're looking at your location, too, because my friend was going to Costco, was like in Costco, never said anything out loud about Costco, didn't text anything about Costco, was just there and had a Costco ad show up on Instagram.
Well, how convenient. That's awesome. How convenient. I mean, really, it's creepy.
It's creepy
but really, how convenient,
cool.
though. Because if you just walk places and ads pop up on your phone where you are, like, wait, I can go into Zara and get a shirt $9.99 right now? How awesome would that be?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's scary.
Big Brother's turned into cool Big Brother now.
Yeah.
Dang. Oh, Mike, thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta know.
It's just stuff you like.
Anytime you're, listen, guys, anything you're connected to, the cloud, the cell, they got everything. Just don't even take a picture of it and put it on your phone unless you want everybody to have it. That's why I do all my dirty pictures with Polaroids. Keep them at the house.
Smart.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. I mean, I have a photo book I take on the road. But
oh, my goodness.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, things not to talk about at Thanksgiving. How many days you want to go?
I mean, I'll start off with politics.
Politics makes the list at number one. That's correct. What else you got over there?
Oh.
Awkward things at Thanksgiving they don't talk about. There are six of them.
Oh, I'm trying to think of what else besides politics. Money?
Yeah. Business opportunities with family or jobs or career. People are like, oh, how you doing in your work? And they're like, oh, not very good. Mm-hmm. Awkward. So that's correct, too.
Yeah. Relationships, exes or something.
Failed relationships comes in at number two. Like exes, like, divorce, still being single.
Why isn't Bobby here with you this year? Well, we broke up. It's just an example.
Not
like, no, I mean, I'm just...
I feel like the word Bobby just wasn't used randomly. It wasn't from the random name jar. Yeah. Interesting. You do make the list, though, although that was a very mean thing to say.
Wait, what? No.
So far, 3 of 6.
Man, I don't... what else do you not talk about? Your crazy uncle.
Your crazy uncle. Show me crazy uncle.
I'm sorry. I think I'm out.
You have marriage plans. If a couple's together and they're not married, they're like, okay.
Good one.
When's the date? Are you guys thinking about getting married? Are you guys going to get married? When are you going to have kids?
That's awkward.
That kind of stuff. There's four. Number five, weight. Like, hey.
It's not good.
Put on a few pounds since last year.
Never good.
Man, that one sort of popped in my head, but I was like, no way people actually talk about that.
And number six is the food comparison. Bringing up something you don't like or how someone's is better or how someone's is...
That's bad.
Yeah.
Or what you missed this year.
Or like the turkey. Who made the turkey? It's not very good this year.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not good. We do that all the time.
We do that.
Like,
in my family, we do that. We do the X's and that's financial stuff.
for your Thanksgiving, though, this year, it's just you, the wife, and
it's
the two kids.
It's just my family.
Yeah.
Wife, kids. But when we go home to my parents, and ooh, it gets crazy.
What traditions do you teach the kids? Anything?
Traditions as far as just food?
I don't know. Whatever you guys, a tradition.
Well, the prayer, the food, and then football, of course.
Who carves the turkey?
I do.
Well, his family, he does. But then when he goes to his wife's family, he also does because he runs that
roost
as well.
No. My father-in-law carves the turkey there.
I don't think so. Only if you let him, he does.
Here, Bill, you can have the honor.
Let's not forget who runs the roost.
That's not true.
He said, I'm not marrying your daughter unless you pay off all the debt. And what do you do? Poof, like a genie.
And you told Bill he's not allowed this Thanksgiving to come over. You said, you stay home,
Bill. That's not true.
Did you tell him to stay
no,
home?
No, I did not.
Yeah, you
did. Why aren't y'all going to be with family?
Man.
Because we do Thanksgiving for
who told him that? Did you say, you hey,
stop it. It didn't go like that at all.
Ah, interesting.
Are your parents kind of sad y'all aren't coming down?
No.
Her parents?
No.
You're answering that like you're interrogated.
They're all happy about it. Move on. The Bobby Bones
Show. Amy said on her flight she watched two movies. What'd you watch?
Oh, Infiltrator.
What's that?
With the Bryan Cranston. It's a true story of an undercover agent that was like in the drug ring, like the South American drug ring.
I remember that. Yeah. Is it good?
Yeah. I thought it was really good. I don't know if it's because I was stuck on an airplane, though, because sometimes that's hard to gauge, but I was into it. I thought it was great. And then you know that it's a true story, and Pablo Escobar even made a cameo in the movie. He's not one of the guys that he busted, but man, the way it all went down, I recommend it.
So, Infiltrator, mm-hmm. thumbs up.
Yeah. And then I watched Does Money Talk about, it's a documentary about campaign donations to both parties, Democrats and Republicans.
So, you're saying one person...
Oh, these are, I'm talking like the mega donors.
And they donate to both?
Oh, well, they interviewed some people that donate to Democrats, some that donate to Republicans, and they wanted to dig deep, like, well, how does this benefit you and your company financially? And of course, all of them were like, it doesn't. I do this because it's my duty as an American to support. I'm like, yeah. But then there were some smart people, they donate to both.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I would do.
Right. So no matter, well, they have to have enough money. So no matter who wins, they're like, they're in. And they would straight up admit it. One guy was like, yeah. I mean, his whole wall, he's like pictures of George Bush, Obama, Clinton. Like, he had a whole, he's like, this is them at my apartment here and this party here. And they all host these crazy parties.
Yeah.
It's all like some of the same people every
year.
So
did it work for them to help their businesses?
I mean, well, they've got big businesses. I don't know the legislation, but.
Where do you watch that?
It was an HBO documentary.
Oh, and it's called, what is it?
Does Money Talk.
And they're both good. You'd recommend them both?
Yeah. This is the
Bobby Bones. Lunchbox and his wife have started watching This Is Us. I thought you were one of the first ones. Tell me about it.
Well, I had seen previews and everybody kept telling me it was like Parenthood and we never sat down to watch it. And finally, we sat down to watch it. We've watched two episodes and let me tell you, the wife has cried both episodes. It is really good.
Is it funny?
I wouldn't say
really.
It's funny.
No, not really.
It's kind of heavy on the heart.
Mm-mm. Oh. Not a lot of laughing moments.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's about real life, man. Real life.
Let me tell you what I watched. I watched Black Mirror, Shut Up and Dance.
Funny?
Oh, no. Do you watch Black Mirror at all?
Just the last season, not this one.
Oh, it's
well, there
so
are
good.
Two other seasons.
Oh, okay. Well, the one before this.
Have anyone seen Shut Up and Dance yet?
Not yet, no.
It's about... the whole series is basically how technology in the future is going to end us.
Yeah.
Not kill us, but affect our lives in such a negative way because it's consuming us. So the whole episode is about this kid. He's like 15.
Is it called Shut Up and Dance? I know what you're talking about.
It is called Shut Up and Dance.
I didn't know the title of the episode.
I just said that like 5 seconds
ago.
No.
I'm saying I don't know. I'm questioning. I didn't know that was the title.
Oh, okay.
But carry on.
So anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
What they do is they record you through your camera on your computer.
Your webcam.
And they find you doing embarrassing stuff or whatever you do at your home. And they keep it and they go... Okay, well, I've got this footage on you. You do this thing now or we're going to release it.
No, you would not be laughing.
It's really...
It's disturbing.
It's very... Or they find out what you're doing on the internet. They hack you, basically.
Yeah.
And they keep the stuff and they're like, we're going to release it if you don't do this.
Is that a game show or something?
No. You just have to watch it, dude.
A game show?
It was so disturbing.
Did you watch that one?
I've watched that one.
Oh, so you saw that one.
What I'm saying is I didn't know it was called Shut Up and Dance. Like, but once you started describing it, I was like, oh, that's what it's called?
Black Mirror's on Netflix,
yeah.
And if you have it. And I think the people in this one are Australian, maybe. You know, the guy from the Game of Thrones is in it, too. Like, they have real actors in this one, in this season.
Okay.
More so than this thing. It's the future, guys.
This one was dark. Like, my husband was like, I'm not watching this anymore. He walked out. I was like,
I'm so fascinated by it because I know people are watching me on my webcam. So I'm always like, what's up? Sometimes I talk to my computer.
What's up?
Yeah, I do. I'd be like, if you're watching me, change the channel because I don't do anything. Like, nothing fun, nothing like risky. Look, I'm like, hey, if you have to check my browser history, go ahead. I got nothing. Like, I'm going to run for governor of Arkansas, so I can't do anything, and nor have I. I might be the, you know, most least controversial candidate ever. Like, start vetting me because I'm ready to go. Anyway, it's crazy. The first one, did you watch the second one with the thing on his eyes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet. Is it good?
Oh, it's quite interesting.
Yeah, they're all crazy. Anyway.
Yeah.
And so this is us. It's good, Lunchbox.
Thumbs up.
And if you want to be totally messed up in your head, watch Black Mirror. Any of them. But season 3's up now, and I'm just starting catching up on those. Over your Thanksgiving, I would not recommend it.
Not with the family.
Not a family show.
No.
All right, so Eddie's wife took your kids to a movie.
Yeah, to the same movie. A movie they've already seen. And so she takes them again while I was out of town. And I don't understand that. I guess I just don't know why you would go to the movie theater to watch a movie that you've already seen. And the movie was Trolls, which, of course, Junior reviewed it. He gave it 5 stars.
That was the best movie they've ever seen.
That he's ever seen.
Right.
So I understand maybe that's why. But, guys, movies are expensive these days.
Can I ask Judge Common Sense to come into the courtroom for this?
Yeah. Do we have time to do that?
Sure.
Yes, please.
All right, all remain sitting. Judge Common Sense is into the courtroom. All right, so what is your one question to Judge Common Sense?
My question is, should my wife take my kids to see a movie twice at the movie theater?
Okay, let me ask you a couple questions.
Yes.
When your kids want to go to the movies, why do they want to go to the movies?
They like to go for the popcorn, the whole experience of going to a movie theater and watching it on the big screen.
Do they get that experience from going to watch Trolls a second time?
I don't know. I don't know, Judge.
I believe the answer is yes, if I can answer for you. I believe you say they like, if they're going to be entertained, listen, you're not going to teach them the art of film where they need to see the most movies possible to learn the art of film.
Yeah.
They're going because your wife or the kids want that few hours to be entertained. Were they entertained for a few hours?
They were.
Did they get the movie experience?
They did.
Did they enjoy themselves?
They said they had fun.
Is that not the entire purpose of going to the movies for your kids?
That's correct, Judge. However, Judge, it is expensive though, right? I mean,
but was she going to take them to a movie anyway?
Well, she didn't have to. There wasn't any movies out.
Whoa. But would she have anyway?
Respectfully?
Would she have taken them to a movie anyway?
Probably. Yes.
Okay. Judge, common sense does not rule in your favor. I do rule in the favor of the wife. She's entertaining the kids. You give them what they want to the best that they can.
Yeah.
And if she was going to spend the money anyway, why not take them to a place she knows they're already going to have fun?
I just think that she should have just...
I'm sorry. Regardless of what you think, Judge Common Sense has ruled, and Common Sense says they got to go again, and you're happy about it.
Well, I have to say that made sense.
Thank you very much. Eddie does that to himself. Eddie hates the ruling and goes, well...
Made sense. That was terrible.
Would you guys agree with that, though?
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, she took the kids.
Yeah,
they just need to be entertained.
She has to take care of the kids all the time, so she has to find things
you're
to do.
You're never around.
Whoa on that one.
Bumped the brakes.
What?
I'm going home after this to hang out with him.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Judge Common Sense, court is adjourned. Thank you. The Bobby Bones Show. And you guys heading out today after the show for Thanksgiving?
No, I'm heading home.
Here in town?
Here in town. Yeah. I got all my family here already.
Oh, they're coming to you.
They're here.
Ah.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, you heading to Austin today?
I'm heading to Austin tonight, and the wife is already gone. She's, I don't know how you say that. Bon voyage.
She's in Houston.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Just talk like a normal human. Can we put a shocker on him when he doesn't talk like a human?
That'd be fun.
We shock him into it.
No, it's like an adventure, so she's already gone. She's out. She left yesterday.
She went to Houston to her family's house.
Yeah.
Right.
Adventure. That's how you would say
that's
it.
That's not like Huck Finn.
And I don't think that's the
Huck
right
Finn?
Way
no,
to
Huck
say
Finn
it.
No, Huck Finn is...
Bon voyage also means just goodbye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's Bon voyage.
Okay, we're not going down the lunchbox wormhole. Eddie, what about you?
I'm leaving right after the show. We're going to the mountains. Hopefully my wife has the car packed ready to go.
You're going to the Appalachians?
No, the Smokies. Close, though.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah.
These are mountains. You're going to Mount Kilimanjaro?
The old Smokies.
Today, I'm just going home.
Just right down the road?
Yeah. I'm like, Amy, I'm just going home. And people are coming over tomorrow. The average American will consume how many calories during their Thanksgiving meal? Amy, how many calories?
3,000.
Lunchbox?
I say 1,500.
Over the weekend or just Thanksgiving?
During the Thanksgiving meal.
What do you
just the meal?
Yeah.
I would say 5,000.
4,500 calories. Wow. Amy, you win. Gosh. Sorry, Eddie, you went over.
I went over.
Yeah, and 229 grams of fat.
Oh, whoa. All that butter.
Is that a lot?
Yeah.
That's over gravy. Twice the recommended calorie intake for an entire day that we're putting in one meal.
Oh,
I bet that counts as like the turkey skin. Yeah. Oh, my favorite.
I've been fasting.
You like the turkey skin?
Oh, yes. The skin of a turkey and a chicken. Mm-mm-mm.
I like it if it's fried. I'm not big into the turkey.
Turkey's
skin,
really kind of lame to me.
Yeah.
If cooked perfectly, like a smoked turkey,
it's
money. That's good.
I've only been having turkey on my plate.
A regular turkey's fine. It's just meat that's there for the sake of being meat. It's not like a great tasting
meat.
That's
why I'm making chicken parm for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, now I was bringing over chicken parm.
Chicken parm tastes so good.
Yeah, so that and then we have some tacos and some pizza.
Tacos?
Yeah.
Queso.
Around the world Thanksgiving in my house. Yeah.
It's like the Epcot Center.
It's like second grade. Yeah.
General Sal's chicken. Y'all General make Chow. Fun now. General,
what did you say?
General,
Sal?
General Chow? Is that the same version?
I thought
it was Sal.
I think Sal's the guy that...
T-S-O? Sal.
General So, I believe.
Oh, boy.
Who knows?
We have no idea, obviously. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Gotta go to my dentist today.
You
get
do?
A new mouth guard. I've grown out of my other one.
Does that happen?
Yeah.
Why?
I think your teeth shift as you mature.
Really? I'm so glad you're saying this because I guess I need to do it because I was just telling my husband last night, I don't think my mouth guard fits. And he was like, good. He doesn't want me wearing it anymore. But I guess I just need a new one.
That's not sexy?
No, he doesn't like it.
What if he was really into it, though? Which would be worse, if he hated it or he loved it? But he was like, babe, put your mouth guard
in. Worse if he loved it.
You think
it'd
be worse?
I hate it.
Okay.
Because I don't, I've told you before, he doesn't like to touch him like this.
But what if he's like, but he's annoyed by it, and you're annoyed that he's annoyed by it.
What if it was like our time, and he was
what
like.
What if he was like, yeah, it's like your time, he's like, babe, put it in.
No. I'd be like, no, you need, go, you need help.
Why? Everybody's into
weird things.
Nope. That's nothing. Being in a mouth guard, that's nothing.
Yeah, because then you can't kiss. Fine.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Nope.
Trust me. I have one. I have to go get a new one today, though. They had to refit my mouth. They put that foam on your mouth.
Yeah.
I grind my teeth so bad, I would crack teeth. I think Eddie just found out he grinds his teeth, too.
I had no idea until the guy that rooms with me on the road, Trainer Ahmad, he told me, like, dude, you grind your teeth crazy at night.
Why didn't your wife tell you?
She's never told me that. And then when I got home, I was like, do you know I grind my teeth? She's like, you know what? I've heard you make noises. But I didn't think anything about it. But my jaw hurts now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Your jaw starts, your muscles start to hurt. You feel like you've been clenching.
There's
weird.
Headache.
Why do you grind teeth? Like, what is it?
There's no reason.
There isn't?
No.
But also, I think everybody does it, but you can be doing it during times of stress and you don't know that you're
doing
it. Guys,
I'm stressed out.
It's not even a stress thing. Some people just grind because they just grind.
Right,
they grind. The same reason you talk in your sleep. Why do people talk?
Yeah.
Just talk.
I got you.
No.
So,
okay.
With me, I grind so hard it cracks teeth, and then food gets stuck in the cracks, and I get cavities. So that's why.
So this is why you have a mouth guard.
Because I grind so hard. Because
you too, Amy?
Yes.
So I just grind into the mouth guard. It's rubber and nothing.
Oh, that has nothing to do with fight, grind, repeat.
It doesn't.
You know that.
Nice pun attempt, though.
Thank you.
No. So I guess I'm going to have to mouth guard it with you guys.
Yeah.
At some point. Did I just tell the dentist?
I think Nada has one too, right?
I do. You know what's bad is I haven't been using it.
Well, I think most people stop using it after a while.
No, it kind of got annoying.
Ray, do you have one?
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, okay. I don't feel bad.
You're cool, dude.
Dude, I'm
getting the club.
I'm in the club, boys. The band's together.
Get in the club while I go on tour.
Yes.
I thought it's the mouth guard. It's ready. One, two, three, four.
Let's kick it.
Every day is a good day. Why are you doing your mouth like you're wearing a mouth guard right now, Amy?
I'm not.
What?
I'm not. I was, because I was going to start
even talking like that.
Yes,
now.
You are.
Because I was going to start talking like it, but then it sounds like I'm trying to, like, I don't know, make a weird, make it sounds like you're making fun of people or something.
No, I'm talking about a mouth guard.
Then I
thought with a mouth guard. Lindsay loves it.
Does she have one?
She's actually into it. Like, we're making fun of your husband.
Stop.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
You guys think it's weird that you won't need keys to get into your car soon enough? You just take a selfie,
yeah,
and it's gonna recognize you.
I think it's already weird that you just push a button.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on. Whenever you said to people, hey, power locks and power windows,
that
I've been like,
weird too.
That's crazy.
True.
Like, get with good the times. Point. Either get busy living or get busy dying.
Like Andy Dufresne said. Redemption.
So they're starting to develop these ways to get into cars where you just take a picture of yourself. Boom, it recognizes you, and you can get into your car. Like, my house doesn't have a key spot, by the way.
What?
No, yeah, it's all digital.
Me neither.
What do you mean?
No,
really?
There's no key.
Yeah, yeah. I have a key.
You put like a palm print or something?
Don't worry about what you got to put, but I'm just saying.
Okay, but what if you go to your car and you don't have your phone?
What if you go to your car and you don't have your key? Like, it's still
same
at home.
Same thing. You just make sure you have
you just make sure you have it.
Logic. Hit him with that logic.
Like, you take what you need.
Oh, I see.
You always take what you need.
But what if your phone's dead?
Well, charge it.
What if your key's broken? You know?
Yeah, you never have a broken key. I'm just coming up with the
devil's advocate.
That's what it's called, devil's advocate.
No, it's not how devil's advocate, but it is. Yes.
Anyway, I don't like it.
They're building these new cars where that's what you do. So you can take a selfie. Boom, it recognizes you.
Interesting.
Into the car.
Don't like it.
I have one of those Sonos that I can run from my computer. It's one speaker. I don't have the cool. Some people have it in their whole house.
The one you call like a girl's name or something?
No, but I want to get one of those for Christmas.
What's it called?
When I say that, I mean I want to get myself one.
Yeah.
But it's
Alexa.
Alexa. And Amazon has one, too.
That's the Amazon one.
Okay, then
Google.
There's another one.
Weird.
And you ask it things like, hey, what should I wear today?
Yeah. What?
And she goes and
it tells you.
She puts her clothes on for you.
It was in that show, Mr. Robot, that we all watched. And I was like, what is this?
There was even a commercial of Garth Brooks going in the closet and saying, Alexa, I need a new black hat.
Was it? One of my friends has one.
Really?
And I went over to his house at dinner with the other night.
Uh-huh.
Lindsay and I went over, and him and his wife. And they have one. And they were like, hey, Alexa, what's the da-da-da tomorrow? And she was like, the tomorrow is blah, 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 blah. You just ask it whatever you want.
Weird.
Oh, I need that.
It's almost like Siri, and instead of yelling, hey, I don't want to say it because everybody's Siri will go off. It'll answer back because I'll go, hey, Siri, wake me up at 3 o'clock, and it'll set the alarm. But it's just a bigger version of that.
Mm.
Wait, you can do that, and it'll set the alarm?
Oh, it'll do all kinds of stuff. I just yell at Siri across the room half the time.
But what if you lost your phone?
No, stop.
How does Siri respond to you?
So if she can't hear you. The devil's avocado.
I'm playing.
So why would you need this new thing if you already have the Siri one?
Much more. Knows much more.
Oh.
And he just said it's a bigger version.
It's a bigger.
Well, I don't know what that means. Bigger version. Okay,
bigger,
so it's
better.
Taller?
It's just like a computer. If it only holds.
Taller,
I mean, when you say it's bigger, like, okay, great. No.
She's taller.
It's
She's
like a computer nine. That has more storage.
Thank you.
Basically.
Because when you say bigger, that means nothing to me.
Okay.
Yeah, not me either.
You know what? Cool.
Hey, you know, if he's thinking of other people, maybe.
I don't know if that's true.
Absolutely. People are thinking like, okay,
I think
so
with
why
us
you...
three,
we cover the spectrum. I don't know. I think there's a fourth out there that's kind of like Lunchbox.
It says what?
Bigger and smaller doesn't mean anything to me.
It means
nothing.
Okay, yes. It actually is able to know more.
Thank you, because I thought Siri knew everything. I didn't know. Like, I don't ever use the Siri girl to ask her things, but whenever I do, she doesn't understand me, so I get frustrated with her. She's like, I don't understand.
Probably because you're yelling at
this. Yeah. Why are you yelling, sir? Shut down.
So I'm glad to hear that this other one has more memory and can look up more important information.
And maybe can recognize you.
Maybe, but I'm not.
How much does anybody know? Are they expensive?
I have
no
idea. Like, I want to say 150, but let me make sure.
Oh, it's not like 1,000?
That's cheap.
No, it's... It's not. It's expensive.
Like,
but
affordable.
It's not $1,000.
Right.
Yeah, but it's not $1,000.
I don't know that I'm going to get one for every room.
No.
Dude, I have a lot of friends then.
It's,
that's
it's
like
$180.
A party. I get like five of them together and have a party and name them all something different. That's my kind
of
party. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jim, what do you think?
Wow. I'm glad you asked.
And they start arguing.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Show.
Hope everybody's Thanksgiving is awesome tomorrow. I mean, Tommy's a kid, 9, 10, 11 years old. He stole his mom's engagement ring and then proposed to a girl at school.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Wait, no, it's not.
Yes.
Stop here.
Millie's been proposed to at school. Who proposed to you, Millie? Who?
Tommy.
So Tommy's proposed to Millie and she keeps telling her she's got a ring in her bag. So, like anyone, we was expecting the
Haribo
ring. Millie, can you just go and get the ring that Tommy proposed to you with today, please? Tommy has stolen his mother's engagement ring. Three enormous diamonds and proposed to Millie.
He's seven, by the way.
What a baller.
That's amazing.
What a baller. He made it happen.
Listen.
No matter how you do it, as long as you do it.
I don't know if that's always the case, but...
That's so funny.
Tommy came through in the clutch,
yeah,
for sure. How about this? There's a wedding. And an ex-lover comes running into the wedding to
stop
the wedding.
Oh, no.
Wearing the same dress as the bride.
Oh.
Everybody starts freaking out.
Yeah,
awesome.
That one hurts. No, that one's not awesome.
No, you'd like to be in the crowd for that one.
I mean, that ruins a wedding.
You hear people saying, like, no, no, like, don't do that. Like, ugh.
Jerry, for sure. Which story is more entertaining to you?
Tommy, for sure.
Tommy or the wedding?
The wedding.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, just the drama and the fisticuffs and everything.
Fisticuffs. Okay, here he is. Here he goes again. No one calls it fisticuffs.
Yes, they do.
What does that even mean?
Maybe in the 18th century, Shakespeare wrote, and they went into a fisticuffs.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Like, it means a fight.
It means a fist fight.
Yeah, a fist fight.
But no one says that. A fisticuffs. We can't go down the lunchbox wormhole. We can't.
No, you do.
It.
If you watch like a football game and they start throwing haymakers, they're like, oh, they're into some fisticuffs.
They start throwing what?
Haymakers. Like,
that's a punch.
Punches.
Oh.
Usually said in the 60s.
Yes,
at least we're getting closer to today.
Yes.
Yeah. Bruno San Martino with the haymaker.
Rocky Marciano.
And a fisticuffs.
No, that was like Shakespeare. Yeah, yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
All right, we're going to play Never Gonna Get It. By the way, I hope everybody's Thanksgiving is awesome tomorrow. I'm going to give everybody on the show a question here. You're never going to get it. You ready, guys?
Right.
Yeah, ready. Get it.
About 50 million people will be doing this tomorrow morning. What is it? 50 million people will be doing this tomorrow morning. Never going to get it. Tomorrow morning. Thanksgiving morning. 50 million people will be doing this.
Okay.
Amy.
Working out.
Lunchbox.
Going to church.
Do they have Thursday service on
Thanksgiving? No, it's not a religious holiday.
Yes.
That's his answer. Yes.
Yes.
Just because you guys say no doesn't mean it's not true.
But
people go to church.
Do you go to church on Thursday?
My mom will.
Do they have a church on Thursday?
Do they have mass?
They have mass on Thanksgiving mass? I think you're
thinking
mass?
About Christmas.
Yeah.
I understand the difference between they.
I think you're getting.
Guys.
This is when the pilgrims came.
Yeah. They had dinner, lunch.
Yeah,
he's Googling something.
Thanksgiving mass.
Maybe they do.
I'm sure that pops up in Google.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
All right.
Search Halloween mass.
Definitely not.
No, they didn't. No.
I bet you that shows up too.
Maybe.
Nah.
I'm Googling my church.
Yeah. What about 4th of July?
Go ahead.
St. Albert the Great Catholic Church.
Yeah.
I'm checking mass time for Thanksgiving.
Go ahead.
All right.
Also, I said working out because, you know, you're going to eat a lot.
Yeah.
9 a.m.
On Thanksgiving.
On Thursday.
Every Thursday?
Tomorrow.
Take a random Wednesday.
Every Thursday?
Is it tomorrow? Tomorrow morning?
Yeah, you can go Thursday, 9 a.m.
The 24th.
But is it?
It'll be in English on the 24th.
Yeah.
Why are you answering with a delay?
Thursday mass, 9 a.m. right here. Eddie, what does that say? Thursday mass.
Thursday daily mass.
9 a.m.
On Thanksgiving,
on November 24th.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, 9 a.m. He's right.
But it's not Thanksgiving mass.
Every Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it happens.
Okay.
Eddie?
Can I go now?
Yeah.
Guess church.
No, I'm going to guess putting a turkey in the oven.
Oh, a turkey in the oven. 50 million people will be doing this tomorrow morning. The answer is not any of those. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Think about it. You'll never get it. We'll give you an... Oh, you do know now?
Yeah. You're never gonna get
it. All right, back in a second.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, a minute ago we did this. About 50 million people will be doing this tomorrow morning. None of you guys got it right. Never gonna get it. You're never gonna get it. Amy?
Sleeping in.
Lunchbox.
Well, I know it's not church, so I put traveling.
Eddie.
Watching football.
Ooh, you're so close. That's not right.
Really?
You want to take another round at it. Eddie's the closest so far.
So close.
He's so close.
Oh, I got it.
Never going to get it. You're never gonna get it.
playing like a flag football game with their family.
A flag football. Lunchbox. Go ahead.
He said watching football, so it's watching a movie.
Oh,
ooh, a movie.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Watching TV.
You're closer. You did not get it. Amy.
They are going to be watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh. There you go. Amy is the winner.
Now, you want to hear a fun fact?
Oh, boy.
My wife was in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
When?
How about that? Oh, when she was a kid. I don't know. Some.
I That's always love cool. fun fact follow ups. I don't know.
She was like an orc dork or like
a dork.
Well, she played an instrument.
Guys, why are we going down this wormhole?
No, you're right,
or maybe
you're
she was
right.
in it for her choir, but she's
he
there.
Doesn't know. He just like gives
she was in the band, dude.
No, no, she wasn't in band. She wasn't in band. She did orchestra. So I don't know if she went for.
Oh,
her
that's
orchestra.
An orc dork.
Yeah,
I didn't know what that meant. Dork. An orchestra dork.
He's like she was in a Macy's store.
She was in Macy's on Thanksgiving.
No, no, no. So I know that she either went for her church choir or for her orchestra in her middle school, but I don't know which one she did. But I know she was there.
That fact not that fun.
No, it is because you just said 50
If you would have had the whole story about her being in it,
I did.
Been
I
like,
just told you the story oh, that she boy. Was marching
you're
in the parade.
Again. You're yelling.
Oh, yelling. There's no reason to yell.
I mean, I.
Amy,
I
congratulations.
Cool
Thank you.
There you go.
Do you know anybody that was in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Yeah.
Snoopy.
Who?
Snoopy's always in there.
Exactly. I had a good story, and you just.
You didn't, Santa's always
you
in there.
You didn't know it. Hey guys, my wife's in a parade. Oh yeah, tell us more. I don't know anymore.
No, I told you exactly what happened. She marched with
you
her.
You didn't say exactly what happened.
I doubt she marched with a cello, so I bet she has choir.
I don't know what a cello is.
Oh boy.
Oh god.
Is that
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, so if you're spending Thanksgiving with your boyfriend, girlfriend, even husband or wife's family, if you're not that close to them, let me give you a tip.
Okay.
Have an escape plan.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow, if you're at Thanksgiving dinner, before you arrive, make a plan with your partner. Have a strategy that includes exits, a secret call for help if like a cousin or somebody that you don't know is like,
okay.
like maybe you grab your ear or something. Check in with each other. Just make sure that someone doesn't get sucked into like some sort of abyss.
Okay.
And don't drink too much if you're not at yours.
Good
that's
advice.
Good tip.
All that's really good advice.
So just don't. Because it'll be easy to, because you'll be like, I'm just going to drink. But then you end up messing up.
Yeah.
Just a little tip from your buddy Bobby here. Nice. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving
Thanks,
tomorrow.
Man. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go.
Is your family already in town right now?
Yep.
They stayed with you last night?
Well, yeah, they're not staying at our house, but they're here.
Really?
Yeah.
How many family members?
Seven.
And none of them are staying at your house?
No, well, I told you we have a 3-bedroom house, our room, and then our kids' rooms, and I haven't decorated the kids' rooms yet. There's literally no beds in there. There's nothing in there. They're empty. So
I think somebody emptied out the rooms so no one would stay.
Yeah. Sure. No way. I would love for my family to pile up in my house. Are you kidding me? I'm all about that. But unfortunately, can't do it.
What's the plan tomorrow? What time do you eat?
I mean, that's really going to be up to my dad and my sister. Let's be honest, they're going to be really in charge of me hosting my house at my house, but probably 2 or 3, but I heard football's at 3, so maybe 2.
Do you guys watch the parade?
Yeah, we'll have it on while we're cooking.
It's the 90th, and so new balloons to look for. The princesses from Frozen have a new balloon.
Yeah.
Do your boys like the princesses?
Kind of. I think it's a struggle in their head. Like, it's such a girl movie to them that they're like, nah, we don't like Frozen. But then I see them sometimes, like, talking about it and looking at them in books. So, yeah, I think they like the princesses.
They like Olaf?
They do. They think Olaf made that movie.
Or do they just say that, but they really feel like the princesses?
I think they're playing. They're just saying that stuff.
Yeah. They have Lightning McQueen from Cars.
Yeah, that's Owen Wilson.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dang. How about Batman, we know who that is. Tony the Tiger, he's just not getting one?
The Frosted Flakes?
Yeah.
Wait, why isn't he?
R2-D2 from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And R2.
Snoopy and Hello Kitty.
Yes.
There we go. Snoopy's big. He's like one of the most famous ones.
Yeah, those are the balloons in the parade tomorrow. A lot of country singers are there. Kelsey's there. Brett's there. Brett Eldridge. I don't know who else.
Santa?
Yeah, but he hadn't had a hit in a while.
Right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, appreciate you guys being here. Hope you have a great and happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. We will not be live tomorrow.
We will also be having Thanksgiving with our friends and or families. So in case you're going to wake up and look, well, the show will still be on.
Yeah.
We'll have our best of on and some of the best ever. But tomorrow, we'll be doing Thanksgiving ourselves. But we hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Thank you guys for hanging out. The whole show's up. Just go to iHeartRadio and search Bobby Bones Show on demand. On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Appreciate you guys being here.
The Bobby Bones Show.